It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wow.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, he's going to have to reduce the amount of turnovers, and that's the Farvian quality of him, because there's times that his mannerisms look like Aaron Rodgers, but some of his ball selection looks more like... Oh, I'm sorry.
I got to bring in my guy.
All right, Hall of Famer. Back off the mic.
The Hall of Famer. And he comes in at a perfect time. We're going to talk some pickleball. We're going to talk celebrity pickleball bass in San Francisco during the All-Star weekend out here in San Francisco when the Golden State Warriors host the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game, Saturday, February 15th to 16th. Celebrity pickleball bass with T.L., Chris Mullin, Brandi Chastain, Hunter Pitts, and much, much more at San Francisco's iconic Warfield Theater. But T.L., good morning as we welcome you in on the River Islands guest line. I want to start here because I see you at Folsom Field in Colorado, and what Primetime, Shador, Travis Hunter, and what Sapp and everybody's done up there in Colorado, I think it's amazing that you guys are in the Big 12 mix for the Big 12 championship with a big game in Kansas this week, or at Arrowhead Stadium against Kansas. And I got my fellas alongside of me, just basically high-level hating on Colorado, saying, oh, it's not a big accomplishment if they win the Big 12. I think it's a hell of an accomplishment for what Deion Sanders has done with that program over the last 2 years. But you know what, T.O.? You know about the haters. The haters are always going to come out in full force, right? What you guys have done in Colorado has been amazing.
Absolutely. Haters are going to hate, man. If you got hate on your heart, man, I guess just let it out. Let it out.
That's what they do it, T.O. They say that if you guys don't win the Big 12, it's not much of a big accomplishment because of the conference. And I say, the hell with that. That's a major accomplishment if you guys go out and win the Big 12 championship.
They've exceeded expectations, considering, you know, Deion is basically, what he's doing in Colorado is pretty much a carbon copy of what he's done with now his second program, you know, taking over from Jackson State. There in Mississippi, you know, obviously rebuilding that program and then doing it, essentially the same thing there in Boulder. So again, every time that Deion does something, exceedingly abundantly above the expectations, people want to move the goalposts for him. I'm familiar with that type of treatment. But other than that, Deion has those guys focused. Those guys are 8-2 in the conference right now. 8-2 record. They're doing well in the conference. Every week, you know, Deion has those guys, you know, ready to play, have those guys concentrating on one game at a time. Obviously, like you said, they didn't start out very well, but obviously when you have a nucleus of new guys rebuilding a new program, what they needed last year to even compete, and that's what they're doing now, competing with the guys or the big guys up front, the offensive line, defensive line. Coach Livingston, that defensive coordinator, with the addition of some veteran guys, when you talk about Hall of Fame guys and guys that have played in the league, they have basically turned the mentality of that defensive front. Basically, they are holding that team down, and Warren Sapp is holding those guys accountable up front, and he has those guys humming, coming around the edges, attacking the quarterback, you know, stopping the run. And we're not even going to, I mean, we could go on and on about Travis Hunter and what he's doing on the defensive side, as well as the offensive side of the ball.
I want you to go on because these guys are just hating so hard, T.O. It kind of drove me crazy. But let's talk. Go ahead, Shaq.
These coaching vacancies in the NFL, obviously Shador is going to be one of the top picks. Could you see maybe the Dallas Cowboys wanting to not only bring in Deion Sanders, but also draft Shador? I know they have Dak Prescott under contract. Have you talked to Deion about that? You know, the opportunity to maybe coach his son in the NFL.
I mean, I'm aware of the circulating and the speculating rumors or what have you, but honestly, I think it's so unfair for Deion and that program, Rick George, the AD there. I think it's so unfair to insert this type of ridiculousness really at the juncture of the season that they're in right now. Let these guys, like Deion has only been there 2 years. Let him finish out the season, and if that comes into play, let it come into play. But I don't think that's fair right now. Honestly, that's just a big distraction. And again, I've already said, if there was an opportunity, because everybody's been talking about possibly him, leaving, uprooting Boulder and going to Florida State. I think that if there is an opportunity, and if there's an opportunity for him to go anywhere, Dallas would be that situation. But I don't think it's fair right now for us or even Deion to even consider that, considering there's unfinished business there in Boulder, Colorado right now. Again, they're leading the Big 12. Nobody expected them to be 8-2. They should be 8-1. The only butt whipping they took was against Nebraska. They definitely should have beat K-State, and they lost by 3 points, and Travis didn't even play that game. So you factor in Travis playing in a game, that's a W. So literally they could be 9-1 right now. But at the end of the day, Deion is not going to consider or even entertain, all these rumors at the moment. And then I think when that comes, like I said, when that situation comes, he'll cross that bridge when he needs to.
Terrell Owens here on the River Islands guest line, 95.7 The Game. And we're going to talk some pickleball here. And, my man Chris Mullen, we had him on a couple weeks ago, and I get to work with him every day covering the Golden State Warriors. He brought you up, T.O. He goes, man, I love that, T.O. He's a great player. He's competitive. What got you into pickleball here? Because I can't wait to see you here at the Celebrity Pickleball Pass. What can't you do, T.O.? You love pickleball now, too?
Yeah, man, I'm in it to win it, man. I'm grinding. I'm taking a few lessons every time that I get on the court, pickleball court. I'm getting better and better. Even with people that see me, I was just in Houston earlier in the week, and I didn't have anything to do, so I tried to find some pickleball courts, and all the courts in Houston were outdoor, and I finally found an indoor court. The drop shots in Houston, Texas. Ran up there, met the owner, the guy Sean. He took some time, got me a court, got me on there, and they had a couple of games being played, and then some pro guys, and so they watched me for over an hour, and they saw progressively how I got better and better as I played, and then we stayed, after. Probably hit some balls about probably like 45 minutes, and like I said, just gave me some tips on just to kind of add to my athleticism. The pickleball game is new. I'll credit that to Marcellus Wiley. He has a foundation that he does throughout the course of the year, and he has a pickleball court at his house. It's invite only, and he's been asking me, throughout the years, like, man, come to pickleball, and finally I went probably like about 5 months ago. And he asked me, had I played? I'm like, no. I was like, I've never played in my entire life. I said, I've heard about it. I understand pickleball is literally one of the fastest growing sports. I mean, people are playing pickleball faster than they're buying Teslas in 2020. So again, that's how I got into it. Thanks to Marcellus. Again, he has some guys that, like I said, are well more experienced than I am, and I was at that time. But when I played, some of the people that asked me, they was like, yo, how long have you played? And I'm like, literally, this is my first time. And they thought I was lying. Jenna Bandy, she's like an obviously influencer, very good athletic female. She plays everything as well. And she was in awe that I wouldn't say that good, but I was better than she thought, considering that was my first time on a pickleball court and the way that I was playing. So now I can say I have the pickleball bug. Huh? I will be, like I said, trust me, I'm going to be on a pickleball circuit. I was just in Puerto Rico for a pickleball event. There I met some of the top pickleball players over there in Puerto Rico.
Did you size them Andre, up?
No, trust me, I'm nowhere near where they are, but by the second or third day that I was there, everybody saw, they was like, yo, they were like, dude, you've gotten better since the first game that they saw me. So they paired us up with different random people there because it was a charity event. But they saw, again, progressively I got better, every time that I stepped on a pickleball court.
Yeah, no, that's really cool, man. And I'm not surprised. You're a 1% of 1% of 1% elite athlete. We just had Woody Page on, who, on ESPN, covered the Broncos for many years. And we were just talking about Kyle Shanahan and Mike Shanahan and, like, kind of the fatigue, I guess, that set in Denver before, he ended up going to a different team. Do you get that sense from the Niner players or the Niner culture right now that there's a fatigue, or is it just a hangover from the Super Bowl last year?
No, I don't think so. I think every year is different, and that's, I think that's what everybody has to understand. There's not going to be a year like the year before. And obviously, like I said, with the type of players that they have, obviously there's high expectations to get back to that point. But no 2 years are alike. You have injuries that will factor into the way the guys are playing, the record. Every year there's an influx of, like, you know, you got draft picks, you got free agents. Everybody has to fill in. Everybody has to, you know, get, you know, have some continuity, some chemistry. Again, you look at Christian McCaffrey. Again, if he was healthy, would they be different had he played, you know, early on? Probably so. So again, that probably factors in too. You got the guy Jordan Mason, the guy that came, the undrafted free agent. He came in and started to play well. Now he's hurt. So now, as an offensive coordinator, you got to figure out ways to make up for the lack of production and that firepower that you have on offense. You lost Brandon Ayuk. Again, the contract situation that he had. And obviously, like I said, the chemistry, him coming back, not really playing up to his standards. Then he gets hurt. So now you're trying to plug and play. So, again, everybody's going to be spoiled based on what they've done the last 2 or 3 years. But at the end of the day, can they right the ship by the time the playoffs starts to roll around toward the end of the season? Can they get themselves in a situation to play solid football going into the playoffs?
Well, it starts this Sunday as we're talking to T.O. in Green Bay. We'll get back to the celebrity pickleball basketball. We've got more info on that. But Brock Purdy, what are you seeing for Brock Purdy? He's scrambling a lot. Seems like receivers are not getting open. Or is that just a byproduct of Purdy just rushing to get out of the pocket? What have you seen from the quarterback of the Niners, T.O.?
I mean, as a quarterback, I mean, you're only going to go and do things that you're comfortable with. And if the line, if the protection is breaking down, if receivers aren't getting open, again, he's used to a certain caliber of receivers that he's been playing with throughout the course of the year and getting open. And if those guys aren't getting open for whatever reason, then he either has to get out of the pocket, try to make some plays with his feet. If those guys are open, of course he's going to throw the ball. I don't think he's just running just to be running. I'm sure there's a lot of things that factors into why he's taken off more so than ever now. Again, Juwan Jennings, he's been the brightest spot on that offense, you know, since day one of this year. And I think, again, Juwan Jennings can only do so much. Juwan Jennings is a playmaker. I don't see him as a game changer. You have guys like game changing, playmaking and game change ability. That's your Christian McCaffrey that can take any play at any given point during the course of a play and make something happen. That's not your Juwan Jennings, but he's been super productive. He's been the brightest star, brightest spot on that offense. So again, obviously, like I said, again, I'm going to be redundant. Every year is not going to be the same. Again, you're playing with different pieces every week, and until that, there's some continuity, some chemistry. There's not going to be any offensive production that you're expecting.
What do you make of fans wanting to fire Shanahan? He's been highly successful. He's in his eighth year. He had a 54-29 record entering this season over the last five. What do you make of fans wanting to fire the head coach when things are not going well?
Well, fans should stay in their seat and be fans. They're not GMs. That's all I can say. It's easy to say that and want to discard or just uproot a coach because things aren't going the fans' way. But again, like I said, that's why you separate it. There's players, there's football players, there's fans. You come there, you root on your team. Yeah, I understand the fan support. You want your teams to win. You want your players to play the best. But again, stay in your lane. I don't think this is a reason to just uplift and uproot a coach because things aren't going well. It's been an up and down season, but you got to factor in, again, a lot of the injuries, a lot of the new pieces coming in. You can't just write that shit right away. This is not a plug and play. It's not a video game that you can put somebody in and then they can obviously duplicate the ability of the production of somebody that was playing in right before them. That's just not how the game works.
T.O., you referenced Juwan Jennings earlier, and I'm 100% with you. Like, what Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and those guys, I mean, they could take one on a slant, 80 yards on any given play, right? And that really was the separator for the elite players. But Juwan Jennings is nasty. And with all respect to the other wide receivers that have played since your time in San Francisco, Bolden and Crabtree and the current crop of Ayuk and Pearsall and Debo and whatnot, Jennings is the only guy that's got that nasty stiff arm that you had. I mean, you and him, obviously you were way faster and just a dynamic player, but I see a lot of the things that you brought in terms of that nasty physical breaking tackle stuff from Juwan Jennings. I love watching this guy play.
Absolutely. Again, like I said, I think the only thing that he lacks again is that breakaway speed. You know, taking, you know, like I said, he has the physical attributes to do some of the to bring some of that physicality to the game. But you know, obviously taking your short and intermediate routes, taking it to the house. He obviously has a catch radius. He can make plays. He can go up, like I said, take 50-50 balls and turn those to 80-20, you know, per him. So again, I've seen that and watched it in it progressively. And again, this guy, like I said, he's going to make himself some money somewhere. I know he's going to, I don't know what his contract situation is, but obviously, like I said, he's auditioning. Obviously, he's playing well for the Niners. But again, if you looked at it at the beginning of the season, and obviously with the Brandon Ayuk situation, contract situation looming at that time, I told my son, I'm like, I'm watching him play. I'm like, yo, he's playing like he's the $30 million a year type of guy. And Brandon Ayuk, like I said, come back. I don't know if it was an in-shape thing, but obviously things factored in the way that they did. But again, Jennings was the, like I said, the lone bright spot of that offensive unit of the San Francisco 49ers. And again, like I said, if he's right now is a focal point. Obviously, you got Kittle's. He's been battling injuries here and there. Debo is not really playing up to Debo standards. Debo is more, seems like he's more focused on his pregame attire than he is actually the game. So again, if we can shift that focus, you know, maybe that can energize and create some more production, you know, from an offensive standpoint. I'm just kind of tongue in cheek with that, but again, Juwan Jennings, like I said, to your point, dynamic player. Like I said, the only thing I think he lacks is, like I said, is that game-changing ability. Yeah, he's a playmaker, go up, make plays, but he can only do so much. He needs somebody else to complement what he's doing from an offensive standpoint. Like I said, and the running game has to come along the way as well. So I'm sure the more games that Christian gets back on the field, he can get back in there and get back to himself, then you'll probably see that offensive firepower that everybody's expecting as the season wears on.
Last one for you, T.O., the pickleball tournament. I can't wait. Mully talks about it. He's into it. Rick Barry's into it. The biggest celebrity pickleball event in the world happening February 15th to 16th at the iconic Warfield Theater right here in downtown San Francisco. And, T.O., I got to ask you lastly, what makes this event so damn special and different?
Man, get your pickleball ready. Yo, get your pickleball ready. I'm going to be in the house. Trust me. This is not just a celebrity event. This is just not for fun. It's a hell of a workout, number one. Uh-huh. Every time that I play, I am drenched. Every fiber of my clothes that I have on is soaked. So, again, this is going to be fun. Like I said, it's going to be star-studded. It's going to be some firepower and some star power in there. The building is going to be electric. Again, like I said, it's going to be at Warfield Theater. You're going to have the likes of, you've already mentioned some of the celebrities like Brandon Chastain, phenomenal soccer player like Champion, myself, Hunter Pence, Chris Mullen. If you want to come, go to celebritypickleballbash.com. Go to the link, check it out, be there in the house. And by the time February rolls around, there's no telling who may be in the house at this point, because again, I'm bringing some star power and I'm bringing some athleticism. Trust me, I'm going to be one of the top. I'm pushing to be one of the top pickleball. Now, I don't, if I consider myself a celebrity, but I'm trying to be one of the top celebrity. I mean, not pickleball players in the world.
Yeah, forget trust the celebrity. Me, I've just met, top pickleball players, T.O. I believe you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've met a lot of those guys. Tyson went to a couple weeks ago, played at the Dirk Nowitzki, played at their pickleball event there in Dallas. I attended the PPA tournament, got to see some of the top women play, some of the top men play. Bro, like, it is unreal. Hayden, he's like 17, 18. He's like one of the top pickleball players. Man, it was unbelievable. That day, literally, I got so juiced. I stayed. I was going to leave. I stayed an extra day. I came. I ended up playing like 6 hours of like pickleball. I played damn near with every pro player that wanted to play pickleball, after hours. And the next day, dude, I was so sore, knees, back. I didn't want to do nothing but just hydrate. I started to cramp up. That's how much pickleball I've been playing. I was cramping up just playing in some of the games.
Well, Chris Muller loves you. He speaks highly of you. He's like, dude, I met T.O. He's about that life, man. He's competitive. He can't wait to play with you. Tickets now at celebritypickleball.com. CelebrityPickleballBash.com. Tickets start at $49. Yeah. CelebrityPickleballBash.com. $49. You're in the house with Jalen Brunson, Anthony Anderson, Mario Lopez, Jesse James Decker, Eric Decker. We're going in the house too, Shazzy. We got to go see T.O. play pickleball. If you play as well as you did on the football field, then there's no telling where you could go. Pickleball Hall of Fame next, T.O.?
Absolutely. Dude, I'm so engulfed. I'm so into it, bro. I got my clothing line, Prototype 81. I've even created and collaborated with the CPB. We have gear. We have merch that is coming. I got hats, dude. I got shirts. I got shorts. I mean, I'm going, bro. It's gonna be nice, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, we're there.
We got some. We designed some new pickleball gear. I got some of my own merch that I already. Man, it's gonna be dope. Trust me. Pickleball Hall of Fame, here I come.
You don't lie, T.O. We trust you. And we know about the 81 Vito wide as well. T.O., we got to run, man. Always good catching up with your brother. We'll do it again before the Celebrity Pickleball
Thanks,
Bash.
Thanks, T.O.
Get your pickleball ready!
Let's go! T.O. right here on the River Islands. We got to run and react. He said a lot there.